the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subject. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, you fiddlers, saxophone players, and one-fingered pianists. A royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. We're dedicating this session to music. My poet laureate tells me that music hath charms to soothe the savage something or other. So as you enter our court of mirth, check your savagery and wear a smile. Now, where's my court troubadour, Tony Romano? Ah, there he is. Come hither, Tony. Your queen would have a story in song. So put your music on the rack and sing, cause there's bars on them there pages.
Nicolini, he played the hand organ. He got the monk and the string. He got the nick from the window. When songs of Napoli he sing. Nicolini, he love Antonetta, who laugh in his face when he say, Antonetta, I break my heart for your sake, because you make answer this way. Oh, Nicolini, me, don't be so me. If you will sell the grape and the banana, be big Italian businessman. Oh, Nicolini, me, I'll be your queenie, me. If you will sell the junk, the organ, the monk, I'll marry you right away. Nicolini, he sell the hand organ, and then with a tear in his eye, he go to his monk, Mr. Jocko, and sadly he say, goodbye. Goodbye, Jock, I must say the farewell. Instead of us going to play, Cavaliera Rusticana, I sell all of my banana, because Antonetta, she say, oh, Nicolini, I'll be your queenie. If you will sell the junk, the organ, the monk, I'll marry you right away.
Thank you, Troubadour. You know, Tony Romano's decided not to write any more popular songs. He says he's found out he's hopelessly handicapped. He's educated. Well, here comes Alke Hall with the smallest accordion I ever saw. Hey, Al, I didn't know you were a musician.
You didn't know I was a musician?
No.
Well, I'm surprised at my own astonishment. Why, you've heard of that great musician, Toscanini?
Yes, I have.
Well, I'm his brother, Piccanini.
Well, I'm going to see just what you know about music. What is a scale?
A scale is something you weigh yourself on.
No, I mean a musical scale.
Oh, you mean one of those things you put a penny in a slot and it plays Anchors Away?
No. No, you don't know what I mean. Now, a musical scale consists of 8 notes. La, 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 la. You know what a note is.
Sure. My wife found one in my clothes this morning. Now she's going to be
Oh, no, that's not the kind of a note I mean. The first note in the scale is Do.
Do?
Yes. Now, what comes after Do?
My wife.
I'm afraid you don't know your music.
I'm afraid you don't know my wife.
Now, look. After Do comes Re.
Who is he?
Re is not a he. Re is a note.
Oh, something the bank sends you when you owe the money, huh?
No, nothing of the kind. Re is a musical note. Now what comes after Re?
The sheriff.
No, after Re comes me.
Oh, you.
Not me, me.
No, not you, you.
You don't understand. When I say me, I don't mean me.
Then what do you mean?
Me.
Oh, me.
That's right.
Say, how did I get in this?
I didn't mean you. I mean me. Me is also a musical note. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now, do you know what me is?
Sure.
What is it?
It's you.
You know, Al K. Hall told me a few minutes ago that he's going to Europe to complete his musical education. And when I asked him where he got the money, he said his next-door neighbors chipped in. Well, looking out my royal window, I can see the court choristers stepping right out of a carriage into a quandary. Let's see what it's all about.
Just a week and 2 days and 3 hours ago we met. I remember the smile you smiled,
the dance we danced, the song they played. How I'd love to be singing that love song to you, and yet,
with you in my arms I find, somehow it slipped my mind. What's the name of that song
that makes me think of daisies,
makes me dream of spring,
makes me want to whistle,
makes me want to sing?
I wish I knew. What's the name of that song
that puts a silver lining right inside my coat,
makes me think of ice cream sliding down my throat? I wish I knew. What's the name of that song? This morning after breakfast, I sang it all through. But tonight I forget all the words excepting I love you. I love you. What's the name of that song that makes me think of lovebirds nesting in a tree, makes me want to whisper,
will you marry me?
Makes me think of babies bouncing on my knee.
Oh,
what's the name of that song?
Girls, I know just how you feel. I know because I'm a queen of experience. Let me tell you what happened to me. I took my harp to a party, and nobody asked me to play. All the others were jolly and ugly, but I wasn't feeling so gay. Now they might have said, play us a tune we can sing. Somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the darn thing away. Now they asked Mrs. Morgan to play her mouth organ, and somebody else did a dance. Please, it wasn't that kind of a dance. They let Mrs. Carter perform a sonata,
But I wasn't given a chance. A North Country person called Andy McPherson played bagpipes and took off his coat. While both the Dwyer twins doubled their chins in trying to take a top note. They sang Home Sweet Home and the Banks of Loch Lomond, then all the king's horses, then trees. While nephews and nieces kept playing their pieces and spreading their jam on the keys. A daughter called Lena played her concertina, and they all played ridiculous games.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Theophilus.
Theophilus who?
Theophilus' song I ever heard.
Until old Mr. Dwyer set his whiskers on fire, and a fire engine played on the flame. Oh, I took my harp. Party. Nobody asked me to play, so
I threw the darn thing away.
Girls, many a young man who says he's pleased to hear you sing is very easily pleased. Come to the Comedy Kingdom soon again, won't you?